You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. All right. Testing, testing, is this thing on? Of course I know it's on because I'm looking at the computer right now and GarageBand as I'm recording this. So, welcome to the Founders Report. And this is an episode. I've done these episodes before, but they were just kind of sprinkled in. And the point of these episodes is to just give you an idea of where we are right now with Vegans Explore. We are very early stages. Probably not a lot of people are listening to this episode at the time of its release. But I want to every once in a while break up the flow of content to just really connect with you guys. And, you know, no editing. This is raw. Mistakes and all, where we are. And I am at a point in my journey that I'm so optimistic with where all this is going. I'm starting to dive deep into systems, building out systems that create sustainability, that create impact. And more than just building systems for myself, I've decided I want to build systems for other people. And it's all going to be based off of one blueprint. We call it the Lasaris Blueprint. Lasaris, if you join our community, you probably have seen Lasaris already. It's the engine that powers everything. So I built one system under Lasaris. And it's a 53-point system that allows me to build other systems. And what do I mean by a system? That means how you run your brand, how you run your business, your nonprofit organization, all the pieces of the puzzle that you have this blueprint that anybody in your organization can know how to do any job. That's how you scale your business. For the longest time, even till now, I've never fully completed a loop on building a system for myself. Most of what I know is just through rogue memory. And just having done so many reps, I can access certain things to know how to do it. But if I have to tell you how to do it, that becomes another issue. So my whole focus for my main company, Lasaris, is to demystify what it means to build a system and to operate a system. To build one blueprint for a master system that can accommodate any sort of business. But that's not what I'm looking to do. I'm actually looking to work with brands, businesses, organizations that are making a positive impact on the planet. Whatever that looks like, you're contributing something that's going to improve the quality of lives for not just humans, but all beings, all sentient beings. That's my moonshot. That's what I'm looking for. Because I see so many businesses struggle, so many founders struggle because they don't have a system. They don't even know they need a system. And I have empathy because I'm just finding out about systems, you know, in my 40s. And that's literally what I've been doing most of my life. I just didn't know what it was. Same way I didn't know I was building community until like my early 30s. I just do things over and over because it brings me joy. And it come to find out I was living my purpose of being able to build systems and build communities and tell stories. And I get to do that for a living, even with my job with the school board. You know, full transparency, this isn't my full-time job. I don't even get paid for this. You know, that's the goal, to be able to create, you know, an income base for not just me, but people in the vegan community and cities around the world. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But it's being able to create these ecosystems where people can thrive and flourish Everyone from the business owner who's drowning and dead and being burnt out because everything's falling on them. You know, there's systems for that. The content creator that is making, you know, staying up late at night, editing, cutting things together only to get 2 likes. You know, there's systems to make sure that you're not wasting your time, to figure out the type of content you should be creating. You don't have to do this alone. And also, letting you guys know, I am an AI advocate. I truly believe that we are in this age now. You know, would it be great if it didn't exist and it wasn't using up all these resources? Yes, that would be great. If I never knew it existed, I would be fine with it not existing. But that's not the world we're living in now. As I start to dive a little bit deeper into things like OpenClaw, I'm realizing whoever's not on board is cooked. If you're doing anything in the digital space and you are not jumping on AI, you are cooked. You are done. You have no idea of what's coming. I had no idea until last night when I went down an OpenClaw rabbit hole. And I listened to all these marketing podcasts and they talk about it, annoyingly talk about it. Won't stop talking about it. Now I'm seeing why they won't stop talking about it. So let me actually shift gears a little bit, because I can give you an update about Vegans Explore and stuff, but I also want to give you some value here. What I'm doing is I'm becoming the world's number one systems architect. What does that mean? I don't know. But I'm on a mission to become that. Because there is a lot to take in when it comes to building communities. You know, you get to be connected to people, you get to be connected to the causes, you get to be passionate. And that's where I believe where leaders come in. Okay, leaders, the heroes of the stories, the Luke Skywalkers of the story. They're the ones that boldly go into action and face off against whatever threat that appears. Then you have people who are behind the scenes. The Qs, the Morpheuses, the Yodas, the people who provide guidance, who provide tools, who provide support, who help create the structure where everything lives. That's who I've always been. And sometimes being that person also means you get to step into the role of leader when one doesn't exist. But it should always just be a stopgap, an opportunity to keep consistency until you can find that person who can touch and connect and motivate and move and guide people to where they need to be. Because my job isn't to guide the masses. My job is to guide the founders, the leaders, the people who are going to guide the masses. And that's who I'm looking for at Vegans Explore. If you're listening to this right now, you are the person I'm looking for. Because a lot of people will have been turned off at the beginning of this because we're not on the right frequency. I'm looking for the leaders that are going to move generations, not just in the vegan space, in the education space, and so many different spaces. And I get to build that system, that back end, that allows us to then just focus on the work, focus on us connecting. Because what AI can't do, and probably will never be able to do, is to physically go out and shake your hand, look you in the eyes, ask you about your life. You know, it's not going to be able to go outside and play, go outside and run a marathon, have a meal with someone. That's what we get to spend our time doing. And I've dedicated my life to this moment, for me to be able to get the clarity that I have right now. I've never been so clear in my entire life. That is such a great feeling. Knowing that the only thing stopping me from being the person that I've always been is time. And that's not a bad thing, because it's not about getting there. It's about, it's cliche as it is, it's the journey. That's why I've always had an issue with the holidays, because it's when it's over, it feels like the worst day ever. And even that is a mindset shift that I can make, where it's like, you know what? It's just the beginning of another cycle, a beginning of another journey. And that's where the positive mindset comes in. So there's a lot of things. These podcast episodes aren't designed to be organized. They're designed to be chaos. A brain dump of me letting you know where we are. And that's where we are right now. So just to get into a little housekeeping, thank you for indulging me with that. I appreciate you. You're awesome. what we're doing right now at Vegans Explore is we are building, I've built that system architecture with Lasaris. So now I'm running Vegans Explore through it. So I'm starting Vegans Explore the right way, you know, thinking through cycles, thinking through, you know, revenue, thinking through how we're going to reach out to people, how we're connecting the offerings, the memberships. Stuff is already there, but just organizing it. And the good thing about that is once I do Vegans Explore, that's just one rep, you know. Now I get to do another brand that I ran, another brand that I'm organizing and running. Now then, once I can get some positive feedback loops, and positive feedback loops are basically you put something out there, whether it's a video or you're selling a book, and you, it's almost like testing a formula, testing a recipe. You're waiting for people to be like, that tastes good, that head nod. You get a couple of those, you get 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 100 of those. That's a positive feedback loop. What you're doing is working. So do more of that until it stops working, and then tinker with it a little bit until you get that positive feedback loop again. And that's where setting your KPIs, knowing exactly what you're measuring for, all that. And here's the beautiful thing. You don't have to even know all of that. The system I'm building is just going to ask you a couple of questions, help you gain clarity around what it is you're doing. After you answer those questions, it's going to give us a good indication of where you are in your journey. Sometimes people need to do a little bit more work to get clear on what it is they want to create. But if you're ready, then a blueprint will be created for you. And in this blueprint, it'll lay out everything that you need to do. And then you just get to do it. It's pretty much. And then as you're doing it, you have access to our community, our Lasaris community. And it'll take you through courses, different modules. You'll be able to ask questions whenever you want in our group. And I personally respond and connect. If I don't respond directly to your question, I'm going to create content around it. And the goal is we're building together, because every brand and client that I personally work with, that we work with the Lasaris, and every member that uses the blueprint to build their business is a potential case study showing how this works. Yeah, and that's basically it. That's the goal. That's the idea. That's the objective. And with Vegans Explore, it's going to be using that same blueprint, that same methodology, and supporting creators, people who are just starting their journey as pre-vegans, seasoned vegans, content creators, entrepreneurs, nonprofits. You know, we'll have little programs like this for everybody, because that's how we win. That's how we thrive. Not by doing the same thing over and over again. That isn't effective. It's by getting organized, putting together systems, allowing people the bandwidth to touch the hearts of as many vegans, pre-vegans, as it can. So If you listen to this, do me a favor, shoot me an email. I want to hear from you. Tell me your story. Because it's hard with the podcast. It's, yes, you see the numbers, you see how many people are listening, but you don't really know who those people are. I want to know who you are. You know, shoot me a message, contact@vegansexplore.com. Let me know you listen to this episode. Let me know what your thoughts are on this plan. I'm definitely curious to hear maybe other people's stories, maybe something resonated. Maybe if you're interested, I'll put you on the wait list to join once we're ready to launch. There's a lot of things that we can do together. And really, this is just the beginning. And we make the rules. So let's have fun, right? Let's have fun together. Let's have fun together. And if you didn't realize, this podcast is an experiment. Like, doing a daily podcast is ridiculous. It really is. But it's one of the best things I've ever done because it's kept me going. There's days where I just wanted to just like, and I'm not getting serious or anything. I'm just like, I just want to take a break. I just wanted to not do anything that day. Like my birthday. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to do a podcast. But you know what? It's forced me to really look at the type of content I make and see what works, what doesn't work, what I like to make, what I don't like to make, and give me my own philosophy on content creation. Because I've been able to get a few social media posts and even some podcast episodes that got thousands and thousands of views. And to be able to do that again and again, not everything's a winner, but I'm starting to see trends. None of that would be possible if I wasn't posting every day. So there's something to that. So that's probably one of the best things I've done in a long time, is commit to post to social. So I post to social for my personal brand, Sean Russell, and Vegans Explore every single day. And I create a podcast episode every single day. I've been doing the social since January 1st and the podcast since November 1st. And I'm going to be going for a year on both of those. So yeah, I'll also bring you some guidance in terms of what that looks like. So yeah, we're just getting started. April 1st, I'm planning to launch a lot of things on April 1st. So keep your eyes open for that. A lot of this gear up is to use March as like a staging ground. And then April, all the systems should be in place. My open claw should be in place. And then we should just be creating great content, connections, and building the world's largest vegan community. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Sean A. Russell. The A is for awesome. The A is for Anthony. And I will see you tomorrow. See you later, guys.